Let's start with some notations and preliminaries. In this note, R is an associative ring with identity. Gr is the Jacobson radical of R. Ur denotes the set of units of R. And Cx and Cxc is the ring of real-valued continuous functions and the ring of complex-valued continuous functions, respectively. Next are some basic definitions. The first one is clean and strong clean rings. An element A in R is clean if A is a sum of an idempotent and a unit of R. If in addition this idempotent and the unit commutes, then we call A is strongly clean. R is called a clean ring if every element of R is clean, and R is a strongly clean ring if every element of R is strongly clean. In 1999, Nicholson asked 5 open questions. One of them is that whether metric ring over a strongly clean ring whether is a metric ring over a strongly clean ring still strongly clean. R and U R. U R is this set R in R. And R, there exists R prime such that R times R prime is equal to R prime times R is equal to 1. This 1 is identity in R.
What is R?
R is a ring. It's associative ring in this node. In 2002 and 2004, Sanchez Campo and Wang and Chen proved this question independently negatively. In fact, they use this counterexample. This is localization of integers at this idea. Here m, n are integers, and n are coprime to 2. And this is a local ring, so they too is a strongly clean ring, but m, 2, they too is not strongly clean. This metric ring is not strongly clean, so this counterexample answers this question negatively. So a natural question arises, for which strongly clean rings, the metric ring are still strongly clean. On commutative local ring, these three persons proved that completely solved the strongly clean property of metric rings. So there is a natural question, when is the magic ring over commutative, strongly clean ring, strongly still, strongly clean? Now we will get the definitions of regular rings, strongly regular rings, and the strongly paregular rings. An element A in R is regular if A can be written as ABA for some B in R. If in addition A and B are commutative, then we call A is a strongly regular element. We say R is a regular ring if every element of R is regular, and R is strongly regular if every element of R is strongly regular. The following is the definition of strongly paregular rings. An element A in R is left paregular if this chain terminates. A is right paregular if this chain terminates, and A is strongly paregular if this both chains both chains terminate. R is strongly paregular if every element of R is strongly paregular. The fact that strongly paregular rings are all strongly clean is proved by Nicholson in 1999. P space is a notion in rings of continuous functions. A topological space X is said to be completely regular if whenever F is a closed set and X is a null point in F, then there exists a continuous function from X to this interval, such that F maps X to 1 and maps F to 0. A completely regular space X is called a p-space if every prime idea in Cx is maximal. It is well known that every maximal idea is prime. Finite extension. If S is a ring and R is a subring of S, and they have the same identity, we say S is a finite extension of R if S as an R module. If S is as R module is finitely generated, this means RS can be written RX1 plus RX2 plus RXN. Here X1, Xn are all in S. Now we will come to our main results. In this section, we found a sufficient condition for the magic ring on the ring of continuous functions to be strongly clean. This is theorem 1. It states that if X is a p-space, then every finite extension of Cx is strongly paregular. Because all strongly paregular rings are strongly clean, so in this case, MnCx is strongly clean. To prove this theorem, we need to use several well-known results. The first one is X is a p-space if and only if Cx is regular. And the second one is if R is a ring having having prime factorings. With prime factorings attaining. Then then every finite is then every finite extension of R is strongly parabolic. And the third way is MNR. In this case, it's MNCX. It's a finite extension of CX. Its finite generator is EIJ. EIJ. EIJ is the matrix with the IJ entry 1 and the other entry is 0. By using these three facts, we can prove this theorem. By this theorem, we have two corollaries. The first one is, if X is a p-space and J is a locally finite group, then this metric ring and this metric ring are all strongly clean. And this is the ring of formal theories, and CXJ is the group ring. The second one is, if X is a discrete space, then the metric ring of on MCX is strongly parabolic. Hence, it is strongly clean. This is because every discrete space is a p-space. Now we will come to our second results. Before this, we need to introduce definition, rings with stable range 1. A ring R has stable range 1 if for any AB in R, with AB satisfies this condition, AR plus BR is equal to R, then there exists Y in R such that A plus BY is a unit of R. We can prove that local rings have stable range 1. And in 1996, R proved that all strongly parabolic rings have stable range 1. Because all strongly parabolic rings are all strongly clean, so Nicholson asked the second question, does every strongly clean ring have stable range 1? This is a still open question now. In the following, we prove that when does CX have stable range 1 and when does some certain unital system algebras have stable range 1. On CX, we prove that if X is a topological space, then CX is a clean ring if and only if CX has stable range 1. To prove this theorem, we need some definitions. A topological space is called strongly zero-dimensional if X is a complete regular space and every finite functionally open cover UI of the space X has a finite real pairwise disjoint open refinement VI. We see a functional open cover. This means that UI is equal to X minus F inverse 0. Here F is a continuous function on X. We see UI is a functionally open set. And next, we will define the covering dimension of X. By the order of a family of subsets of a set X, we mean the largest integer n such that the family contains n plus 1 sets with non-empty intersection. If this integer does not exist, we say its order is infinity. Now we come to this definition of covering dimension. This is covering dimension of X. We say the covering dimension of X is less than or equal to n if every finite open cover of the space X has a finitely open refinement of order less than or equal to n. We say the covering dimension of X is equal to n if the covering dimension of X is less than or equal to n, and this is true. The covering dimension of X is less than or equal to n minus 1 does not hold. And we see the covering dimension of X is infinity if the covering dimension of X is less than or equal to n, does not hold for any n. By this definition, we can prove that the covering dimension of X is equal to minus 1 if and only if X is an empty set, and the covering dimension of X is equal to 0 if and only if X is strongly zero-dimensional. Now, we can prove our main theorem in this section by using a result of Wasserstein in 1971. His theorem states that if CX has stable range 1 if and only if the covering dimension of X is equal to 0. Pardon?
For the continuous function on the interval, stable range 1?
No, the stable range 1 is this definition. We see R has stable range 1 means for any...
But what is stable range for the continuous function on the interval?
You mean CX?
When S is closed interval. F is closed interval.
You mean X is closed interval?
Yeah, X is closed interval. What is the stable range
of this algebra? If X is this closed interval, no, because its covering dimension is 1, so we cannot get the stable range. We cannot get Cx has stable range 1. C 0, 1 has stable range 1. If x is this interval, then C 0, 1 does not have stable range 1. By this theorem, we have a corollary. If Cx has stable range 1, then Cxc has stable range 1. This is also because a result in this paper. For C-star algebras, we have the following result. If R is a unit of C-star algebra in which every element is self-adjoint, then R is clean if and only if R has stable range 1. To prove this theorem, we need to use two facts. The first one is a fact in this paper. If R is clean and 2 in this ring is invertible, then every element in this ring can be written as a unit and a square root of 1. The other result is this result. If R has stable range 1, then any element in R can be written as a sum of a unit and a unitary in R. By using these two facts, we can prove this theorem. Another open question asked by Nicholson in 2001 is, if R is a clean ring, whether ERE is a clean ring, here E is idempotent in R. By our theorem, we can prove that in this case, when R is a unit of C-star algebra in which every element is self-adjoint, if R is clean, then ERE is clean for any idempotent IR, for any idempotent E in R. Thus, this result gives more affirmative examples for this question. In the last section, we find a new class of strongly clean rings. This is theorem 10. In this theorem, we prove that Cxc is a strongly clean ring if and only if C star Xc, here C star Xc means all bounded continuous functions in Cxc, if and only if X is strongly zero-dimensional. This page. If and only if Cx is a strongly clean ring, if and only if C star X is a strongly clean ring. Here C star X also means all bounded continuous functions in Cx. To prove this theorem 10, we need two lemmas. That is lemma 8 and lemma 9. In these two lemmas, we characterize the single clean element in Cxc and the single clean element in C star Xc. We characterize in the clean elements in these two rings by proving these two lemmas. Lemma 8 states that F in Cxc is clean if and only if there exists a closed open set U in X such that F inverse 1 is contained in U and U is contained in X minus ZF. Here ZF is the zero set of F. df is equal to this set, fx is equal to 0. And lemma 9 states that f in C star xc is if f satisfies this condition for any r in R, if AR is this set, here fx means modulo of fx. If there is alpha beta in R with R is less than beta and beta is less than 1, and a closed open set U in X such that this condition holds, then F is clean in C star XC. By using these two lemmas, we can prove our main result in this section. Theorem 10. Oh, that's all. Thank you.